This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Tonight it's Ian with you, by the way.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231, kind of working out some technical issues there.
But people should they should know that this is the live Saturday edition.
We are here. We are live. And we will take your calls.
Everybody out there on the radio, the talk show hosts, they're all taking the weekend off. They're sitting by the pool, sipping their margaritas, and here we are bringing you a radio show.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we actually announced last night that we're launching a live Sunday show. So Free Talk Live is going to be live all week long, and it's not going to be a radio show in the beginning, but we're going to be doing it internet only. So those of you that have listened online, you'll be able to get an extra 3 hours of content every week beginning tomorrow night. So keep that in mind. You can get details over at Free Talk. I think go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. There's been a story that has been in the news. We haven't really had a chance to get into detail on it. It's about the 7-year-old girl who was shot and killed by the police. And, of course, the police were busy doing a raid. What was the raid about? I heard it wasn't drugs this time.
Yeah, it was, as I understand it, they were looking for a murder suspect, and they were one of two locations that he could have been in. They had a warrant for both locations. Let me read the story to you.
All right. So this
is, yeah, this is from the Associated Press. So this isn't some accusation leveled on the internet by some blog, writer, which I've read those before, and sometimes I believe them. Detroit police, who carried out a raid on a family home that left a 7-year-old girl dead over the weekend, were accompanied by a camera crew for a reality television show. And an attorney says the video of the siege contradicts the police account of what happened.
I didn't realize this was captured on video.
Jeffrey Feger, an attorney for the family of the young Anaya Jones, said that he has seen 3 or 4 minutes of the video of the raid, although he declined to say whether or it was shot by the crew for the A&E series, The First 48, which has been shadowing Detroit homicide detectives for months. Police have said officers threw a flash grenade through the first floor window of a two-family home that an officer's gun discharged, killing the girl during a struggle after colliding with the girl's grandmother inside the home. And so often when you see mistakes made by the police, they don't have cameras, although some a police department, I think it was San Diego, has started having their police officers wear cameras on them.
Mm-hmm.
And often, even when they do have the video, or the video's been taken, somehow it gets damaged or whatever when the police officer has done something wrong. It doesn't make it outside of the hands of the police
happens.
Department. But in this case, they had a camera crew along, and I read this story when it came out, and that's what they said. They said that there was a collision with of course this the police officer coming through the door, that the grandmother was in the way of it's a small home, and he ran into her. His MP5 discharges and kills her 7-year-old granddaughter, Anaya here. But apparently, the video shows an officer lobbing the grenade and then shooting into the home from the porch.
Wow.
So he just throws the grenade through
pop, 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 pop,
yeah. Lights the gun up, And I understand this is a scary situation. I get that. However, that's what we're paying these guys for. I mean, they signed up for the SWAT team. That's what they chose to do. And we give them the best equipment money can buy. They have the best, bulletproof vests, the best weapons and everything.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to have the kind of bravery it takes to go into the home and get the guy, if that's what you're going to do. I mean, maybe they could have surrounded the place. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things, but I am an expert enough to say that it's probably not a good idea to stand from the porch and just shoot through the window.
Especially if you know that he's not the only one who's home.
They didn't even know for sure he was in this unit. As a matter of fact,
really?
He wasn't.
Oh,
he wasn't even in this house.
Great detective work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how I don't know how you're precisely going to know all these things. This isn't.
How about you stake the house out? Look, like you say, I'm not a detective either, but in a lot of the cases where these police SWAT teams are used, and of course the original intent behind a SWAT team, when they formed the SWAT organization, I think it was in the, what, the 80s, early 80s when SWAT really first started up?
Well, SWAT is almost entirely, at this point, drug
raids. Yeah. But the original intent was to use them in a case where you got some hostage or some sort of violent, dangerous situation where you need to have the crack team of people to come in and take care of this. Of course, now, as you mentioned, it's used in drug scenarios. And they claim that the reason they do it is, well, you don't want the guy to flush all the drugs. When you go in, you know, you don't want to knock on his front door and have him flush all the his pounds and pounds of cocaine down the toilet, as though that's possible in a short period of time. So they have their excuses for why they do this.
Yeah, 20,000 of them a year.
Was it? I thought it was 40,000.
Was it 40,000? Maybe I've got my math wrong.
They're doing it all the time. Any old day in the year, they are raiding a bunch of people's homes across the country and terrorizing
90-something percent of them are all drug-related.
Right. And but even this guy was a murder suspect, was he not?
Well, of course, everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, but if he was innocent until proven guilty, they certainly didn't take the precautions that one would expect to be taken when dealing with an innocent man or presumed innocent man. They shot a flashbang in and then shot rounds into live rounds into this man's home. Whereas
you think in instances like this, and you know, it's hard to second guess, you know, the entire situation. I think it's not a good idea to stand on the porch and just lob, you know, just shoot rounds into a house that you haven't been in and don't know what the situation, haven't ascertained what the situation is. And clearly, it didn't work because it killed a 7-year-old girl. But you'd think that rubber bullets would work in this scenario. Now, I understand. You know, why you wouldn't want to have rubber bullets when you go up against a guy who does have bullets. But if you get the drop on a guy first when you've got rubber bullets, you can still take care of him. Rubber bullets kill people. But you have a better chance of surviving if you get hit by a rubber bullet than you do by, you know, a lead one.
Well, all I'm saying is with the stakeout idea is that in most of these instances, they don't know they're coming. These people are caught off guard. This suspect in this case, all the drug dealers that they've busted in, over all the years, they probably weren't given a heads up that the cops were coming to raid them, so they're usually caught off guard. It wouldn't be hard to sit down the street and wait till they go to the grocery store or the convenience store, roll up behind them and pull them over for a burnout taillight. You know how the cops can make that crap up. I mean, if they wanted to approach these situations with a little more caution and a little more care, it wouldn't be hard for them to implement that.
Well,
but they don't. They want to get all psyched up.
You're talking about them not having the responsibility for their actions. And, you know, I think that, so first off, the guy who stands on the porch and just shoots in the window, he needs to be held responsible for his actions. But even if he does, his superiors aren't going to be held responsible for their actions, which is setting up the scenario in the first place when it could have been done differently.
Oh, by the way, I've got an update. Since we're talking about cops killing people, well, in this case, it's not about people, but the dog story where the cops came in, again, this one was a drug raid. They caught like a guy with a bowl or something like that.
Yes, it was a drug raid, and the guy has less than a quarter ounce of marijuana.
They come in, they raid his home, and they execute his two dogs in front of his family, in front of his seven-year-old
boy. I heard it was just
boy.
The one dog that was in the crate, and it was the other little dog that survived, but maybe, you know.
I heard it was two dogs. Maybe it's
the I think the one
changed.
Dog just got shot.
They definitely did shoot and kill at least one dog
in a crate.
In front of a cage. A little boy that was in that house.
And in a house that had tile floors, as I understand. And so when these bullets are smacking against these tile floors, do you think any shrapnel flies up?
Could fly
into the eye and blind a child?
It doesn't seem like a safe place for a child. And, of course, they ended up charging him with child endangerment as a result.
Yeah, for having a child in the house where he had a bowl pack
a little
of marijuana
bit of
because the cops could come in and shoot up his floor and kill his dogs, endangering the child.
Right. Clearly, the marijuana is far more dangerous to the child than the police coming in spraying bullets everywhere. So, but here's the news. Here's the news from the Lou Rockwell blog, LouRockwell.com's Will Grigg. In a May 20th news conference, Columbia, Missouri Police Chief Ken Burton announced that the department had exonerated itself of misconduct in the February 11th raid. He admitted that the officers knew a child was present. Burton also stated that the decision to shoot the dogs was based on the safety priorities that SWAT operators are taught to adhere to. So, no problem.
Yes, if you see a dog, shoot it, and that's the rule.
They love shooting dogs. 800-259-9231.
They're shooting dogs for your safety, citizen.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features that you'll find there are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours, free. And I would say we've got more for free than they charge you for.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
See it for yourself at freetalklive.com. In fact, it allows you The site, main feature of the site, allows you to actually suggest things for us to talk about on the radio, and it's a really great little resource for people that are looking for maybe news items of a pro-liberty interest kind of perspective, because that tends to be the skew of our internet listening audience. Go to freetalklive.com, create a free account for yourself, and you can submit news articles, videos, other things. They pop up on the website. Other listeners can then vote up or down on each item, and then the most popular items make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them. In fact, the story about the 7-year-old girl getting shot and killed by the SWAT team, we found that from one of our listeners who posted it on our website at freetalklive.com.
You know, the late spring often springs a new flu bug on us. Well, I found a way to help prevent myself from getting run down this year and staving off that nasty bug that would slow me up. And here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii for NatureBee to explain.
Hello there, Mark, and you're right. Protect your health, folks. You take NatureBee. It's beautiful. It's 100% natural. It's all organic vegetable food here. Every one of the 27 important vitamins and amino acids you need, all the minerals, all the antioxidants, strong immune systems coming out of that deal. It's loaded. Enzymes, calcium, essential fats, proteins, magnesium, and look at this, not one single chemical or preservative. And I'm telling you, NatureBee goes to work quickly. One of the first things you notice, a beautiful deep night's sleep, and then so much energy because you'll be nutritionally balanced, and that'll make you able to fight off those late springtime bugs Mark mentioned.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that my sleep's better now that I've been taking NatureBee too, Mike. And tell everyone how that they can order their own NatureBee. It's a great product.
That's so easy. Look at this, gang. Simply call the Beeline in toll-free New Zealand. A big 6-month supply is just $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to get you a bonus for Free Talk Live listeners of 3 extra months for free, all with a 100% money-back guarantee. That's the deal. Make it happen by calling us toll-free in New Zealand. 1-866-834-8355. That's the number. 1-866-834-8355 or online at the website NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Just like me, once you've tried NatureBee, you'll spring right into summer too. Call toll free at 866-834-8355. NatureBee.com.
SWAT teams around the country raiding people's homes, killing innocent things, killing in recent, just the last month, we've heard stories that have originated from this year about a 7-year-old girl being shot to death. As you pointed out, Mark, the true story, according to the video evidence, is counter to what the police claim, which is typical. The police say one thing and the facts say another.
Right, and it'd be one thing if we were told the truth. You know, there's been a terrible, terrible mistake here, and we take responsibility for it, and we're sorry, and our apologies go out to the family, and blah, 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 blah. But that's not my experience of what I see in these stories over and over and over again. It seems like the cops, they circle the wagons, they say whatever they say, they get their story straight, and it often turns out that when video shows up afterwards, the cops were lying. And that's the only way to put it.
Yeah, so what happened in the case with the 7-year-old girl where they were performing a police raid, they shoot a flashbang in, and then they actually just shoot, one of the cops at least, shoots live rounds into this family's home. Now, they were allegedly there for a suspected murderer, but that I don't think that justifies what they did in any way, shape, or form. There was a little girl in that house, and it was just a suspected murderer. Aren't there other ways to bring people to justice besides just the most absolutely violent possible option? Can it be any more violent and dangerous and slipshod and crazy than the SWAT police raids? Could they be any more nutso?
Well, the police are providing a service to the community. And if you, by doing whatever it is that they're doing, right? And, you know, I want the service of protection as much as anyone. However,
this is not a service
of
protection.
When it comes to service, what's going to provide you with better service? A monopoly or competition in that area?
Competition.
Well, there's no competition for the police. You've got to pay for this service. You don't have an option. And on top of that, there's no culpability for anything that anyone does. They have qualified immunity. In some case, they have sovereign immunity. They can do whatever they want.
This is not protection. It's protection for them. It's protection for and by the police. It's not protection for us because at any moment, They could kick in your door. You may be sitting there saying to yourself, well, I'm not a wanted murderer. I'm not a drug dealer. I don't have to worry about
this. There's certainly dozens of botched SWAT raids on completely innocent people.
Oh,
wrong addresses.
You know, try dozens every year.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
They screw it up a lot. In many cases, they might have the right address but the wrong side of the duplex.
How hard is it for some snitch to just, you know, some guy who's been caught for something, you know, he gives a bad address and tells some story to hopefully get out of it? And
let's go to your phone call, see how you feel about the situation with the SWAT teams in America. 800-259-9231. I think they are absolutely out of control. Let's go to Dennis in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, one thing, of course, I was just wondering, the police departments ever get sued? Now, there is a lawyer in Los Angeles, California. I've heard about him. And somebody out there in your audience might know who I'm talking about. That's all he does is sue cops. So he'd be the type of guy to get in on this, on there. But for my own self, I was wanting to wonder about the dog in Missouri, get the right town and stuff, because I'm going to write a letter to PETA, to the Humane Society, Katie Couric, CBS News. She has dogs. She loves them. I learned that. And John Walsh of America's Most Wanted, I'm going to be in touch with him, too. And because he hates rogue cops. I've seen him bust them on his show. He
but these guys aren't. These guys aren't considered rogue cops. They're considered by what they're doing, killing dogs, or in this case, a 7-year-old child. Killing dogs is by the book. It's about officer safety. Our officers they felt scared by that dog, and so they had to shoot to kill.
Well,
so they'll be backed up by their own department, as they are every single time.
Well, I guarantee you John Walsh will look at things a different way on that. Because like I say, he knows better. He's not stupid. He's a biker, too, just like I am. Like that. So I guarantee you, I get all these things going.
All right, then send out all the emails you want.
He's not going to look at things this way. They're not going to look at it.
I think it's fine.
Please send out these emails. I think it's great. It's Columbia, Missouri.
The Columbia, Missouri Police Department, and you can easily find the video. You can actually watch the video footage. Now, you don't get to see them kill the dogs because the cameraman is behind the police as they're going in, but you can hear it, and it definitely happened. And then when you can
hear them howling in pain. It's
and
terrible.
Then when the camera goes in, there's a little boy standing in there, so they did it right in front of the family's child, as though it weren't bad enough that they murdered these dogs in cold blood. And there's just video after video. One of the most egregious ones. And by the way, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. It's hard for me to believe that anything would change. Even with all the media attention, it was the media attention that got them to even acknowledge what they did publicly in this particular case.
Media is the only solution that we have currently available to us, and I support what this guy is doing. If he's going to send emails, fabulous. Follow him up. Do the best you can. Thank you.
The police chief in the case of Columbia, Missouri, Police Chief Burton, according to LouRockwell.com's blog, Burton actually said shortly before his news conference was heard to exclaim, "I hate the Internet," in reference to the fact that this video of his department...
They hate accountability, right. And the Internet increases communication and accountability.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We will allow you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including stuff like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It is virtually unmoderated, so you never know what you're going to see there. Beware. BBS.freetalklive.com to get you there. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. Over 500,000 posts await you, by the way. All right, so 800-259-9231, we're talking about the SWAT raids, some of the recent killings. They've, in Columbia, Missouri, slaughtered allegedly two dogs.
Mark, dogs you said pretty commonplace.
You said you thought it was one. Yeah, remember the story about the mayor who actually had his house raided?
I think that was in Jersey.
Yeah, I don't care where it is. Doesn't matter where it is. This can happen anywhere. These cops can come into your house anywhere, anytime, and they can destroy your life.
The best one as far as dogs go, hands down, is the police officer on video, because the person had a surveillance system at their home, on video, pulls up to ask directions at this woman's house. A dog comes out, he shoots it, because he was asking for directions.
That's right.
He was in danger.
It's crazy. Just the fact that the mayor... it could actually have this happen to him, really shows that this can happen to anyone. So don't think that just because you're not dealing drugs out of your house doesn't mean that this won't happen to you. It could happen to you tonight. And that's why it needs to be stopped. It's this insane war on drugs that has gotten it to this point. Let's go to your phone calls, though, and talk first to our brand newest affiliate. First call ever from Myrtle Beach. Jonathan is on the line listening to WRNN. Hello, Jonathan.
Oops, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. It's our first night on in Myrtle Beach, so welcome aboard. And
sorry for the shock.
And what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that both of you gentlemen seem to be very sensible, open-minded individuals, and I can really appreciate that.
Thanks,
and second of all, is that I'm prior service military, and I was in military intelligence, and I was billeted under the NSA for 5 years. And
aren't you going to get shot for saying that?
Wait a minute, you were whatted under the NSA?
I was billeted. I was in the Army, but I actually worked for the NSA.
Oh.
And no, I won't get shot. They recently changed a lot of those laws. I made sure to look that up before I mentioned any of that in public. So I would just like to say, you know, there was a lot of things that blew my mind, you know, and eventually I had to come to grasp, you know, with some of the things I saw while I was in. And I eventually had to come to grasp with the fact that, you know what, all of our government, all of our military, all of our law enforcement, you know, consists of human beings, fallible human beings who make mistakes, who act on impulse, and, you know, who get greedy, who, you know, do anything that any normal human being you could think of. And I think that's what some of the problem is here, is that we tend to hold these positions of authority with such high esteem, and, you know, we have every right to. But at the end of the day, they go home just like us, and they are living, breathing human beings who make mistakes.
I don't disagree with any of
that. Happen.
I don't disagree with any of that. I understand that when human beings perform jobs, they're going to make mistakes. However, there's a difference when those human beings are bureaucrats with guns as opposed to you and me who work out in the real world. When you and I make a mistake, we're responsible for it, at least at some level. The company that we work for is responsible for it. They can be sued, that kind of thing. You can be sued personally and, you know, corporately. However, when a person works for the government, it is nigh impossible to sue the government. A, the government doesn't have to pay anything to defend itself because it lives off of your tax money. You have to pay them to, you know, go after them, and it's crazy. And B, everybody who works for them has qualified immunity and in many cases complete sovereign immunity, and they can't be sued in the course of their job. So you have people who make mistakes who aren't held responsible for those mistakes. And that's the problem with our system.
Can I shed a little bit of light on that for you, for the some of the things you just mentioned?
Yeah.
Thank you. What I was going to say is that, you know, you're absolutely 100% right. And the thing is that, I don't know if you've ever heard of the good old boy system, but that is in effect in the military, in the police, everywhere, you know?
Sure.
They cover CYA.
Is.
They cover their own asses, and they have to.
It's the thin blue line.
It is not right.
It's the
not
brotherhood.
Right at all.
Yeah, it's what they call the brotherhood, the thin blue line. They close around their ranks. When one of them is targeted, they all come together and they protect and they cover, like you're saying, CYA.
Every once in a while, they'll send one of their own out to be a sacrificial lamb for the slaughter.
When you say sacrificial lamb, do you mean like putting them in a desk job for 2 weeks before they let them back out
into
the world?
Too.
Because that's usually about the worst that'll happen. I mean, literally, you have to molest a child on video camera as a cop in order to have any real consequences for your actions. These
but
guys
you
literally get away with murder.
These guys, they train these SWAT guys. The government spends hundreds of thousands of dollars to put them through all the training. And if you think they're going to let a little incident, you know, or big incident, and it's got to be really big. But if you think they're going to let them go down in flames and lose their investment, You got to be kidding yourself, because our government sees in dollar signs just like any other government, and that's why they don't let their guys burn for shit like this.
Oh, we got to let you go. Thank you. I hope my board out. Dump
why do you
up,
not
please.
Pull that thing
I
up?
I don't know. I get distracted before the show. Hopefully that didn't go through. You can't say that on the radio, and the board op did take care of it. All right, 800, sorry, we'd have kept you on and kept the conversation going, but you let that word out, we gotta let you go.
There's four words.
It's one of the rules on the show, you know? 800-259-9231, but I guess we can officially welcome our brand new listeners in Myrtle Beach.
Welcome to Myrtle Beach, don't say the S word.
WRNN, both on the FM and the AM band out in Myrtle Beach, so very cool. Cool station, and we are on board now for Saturday nights there. So we continue taking your phone calls. Matt, listening in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, I just want to say, there's two talk radio shows that I listen to on a regular basis. You guys and Alan Combs, it's kind of different ideologically, but you both take tons of phone calls, and that's what I enjoy most about the shows.
Well, thank you.
Alan anyway. Seems really frustrated with his callers whenever I happen to hear the show. I mean, it seems easier for him to hang up and call somebody dumb than it does to engage them. He's an incredibly smart guy. I just don't feel like he does.
It makes for good entertaining radio.
That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. Yeah. I've heard his show.
I don't
as well.
Care if it's Chinese polka. That's the only reason we're here.
I've heard Alan Combs' show as well, and you know that guy deserves credit. I think because he's, I think, one of the more open-minded talk show hosts out there. I mean, he certainly has his viewpoint, but he'll have
he was
the
very
opposition
nice
on,
when I met him. I mean,
he'll have the opposition on his show on a regular basis.
That much is true.
And he'll take opposition calls.
You don't see that from a lot of them.
Yeah, it's not a real cheerleader kind of show, like, you know, let the gang on.
Tom Hartman takes the opposition on a pretty regular basis, as does Michael Medved.
There you go. All right, so what else do you want to talk about tonight, Matt?
Well, I want to talk about, and it kind of connects, I mean, to keep up in local politics, but every now and then there's an issue that catches my attention. And this whole SWAT team thing, I was looking at the police department's budget in my city, and so much of it is funded by federal grants for specific mm-hmm. things, for SWAT teams, for traffic control and stuff like this. And it's weird to me that my city is basically funding extra police activities that I don't think are exactly necessary from the federal government. And is that how all this stuff is funded by?
Pretty much. And you know, the way here's the conspiracy theory that I have for you on it. The up until a couple of years ago during the Bush administration, they removed posse comitatus. So it was illegal for the military to be, you know, on U.S. soil dealing with U.S. citizens. The military was for foreign operations. So what the federal government, and this is my conspiracy theory, the federal government wanted to militarize the police and they were and make them beholden to them, and they have done so. I mean, take a look at them. They're wearing bulletproof vests. They wear dark glasses. You can't see their faces.
They just don't wear camo. You know, they've got everything a military
everything,
has.
Well, even worse than camo. Camo isn't scary like black is scary.
Yeah, it's true. It's
and
more
they,
intimidating.
They're all wearing black. They've got their the pants shoved into their boots. What's that about? I mean, it isn't Andy Griffith anymore.
Yeah, and there are departments across the country that are getting these monies from the federal government, which makes them beholden to the federal government. And you're absolutely right there.
They don't have tanks.
Matt, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls about what you want. Coming up also, if we get a chance, there's a pretty big scientific breakthrough this week in regards to artificial life. Let's talk about that when we get a chance. Your calls are primary, though. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. They've got pretty much everything in dozens of categories, even used items. Did you know that? You can buy used stuff through Amazon? Try it out. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Of course, if you buy you or you buy brand new, in a lot of cases, you'll get free Super Saver shipping, which makes it even more reasonable to buy stuff brand new. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale.
You know, when you hear all about people buying gold on AM radio, that it's a huge advertising segment right now with the dollars swirling down the crapper of world currencies.
Smart thing to do.
Yeah. Well, when I tried to buy gold previously, it's been several years ago, I was just dizzied by the choices that were given to me when I called these companies. I don't want numismatic coins. I don't want collector's coins. I just wanted some gold for my personal safety as a hedge against inflation, possible investment, you know, in case things got so bad we were eating the dog, that kind of thing. And I've made it easy for people to look into gold and even silver for people that don't have quite as much money. If you just go to gold.freetalklive.com, we've teamed up with a company, and you know we get a small commission, and these prices are cheaper than you're going to find at any of these other things that are advertising on AM radio. Test them out. Ask about the coins you see at gold.freetalklive.com and price them. Price us, and then you'll see for yourself. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Ladies come first, so we go to Linda listening to WFTL in Florida. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, Linda. What's on your mind?
You were talking about the SWAT team circling their wagons when one of them gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let the crowd or the audience know that it's not just the SWAT teams that circle their wagons. I was a pedestrian and got hit by a drunk police officer decided to hit and run. He was charged at the scene with a felony hit and run. But then the district attorney dropped his charges from felony hit and run to conduct on becoming an officer.
Wow.
So it goes clear up as
and,
far
and,
as...
How much jail time is there for a conduct on becoming an officer?
There was a smack on the hand, five days off with pay.
Five days off with pay, okay.
If I was not clear, I did not intend to say, and I don't think I did, that it was just the SWAT teams. When I said the thin blue line and the Brotherhood, I mean the entire police department. The government in general works together to protect itself. That's what you see protect and serve on the side of their car. You don't know what the rest of the sentence is. The rest of the sentence is to protect and serve the state, to protect and serve their masters in government, to protect and serve their Brotherhood and the thin blue line. So you're absolutely right. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, and it. You know, I've tried to be a proactive person. I wrote to all of my senators, my congressmen, everybody. I wrote to the FBI. I wrote to everybody I could think of.
How'd that work out?
To bring this to their attention. And everybody that did reply to my letters said, sorry, it's not my job.
Mm. Yep, that sounds about right. Why should they care? What do they care? They have no interest in doing anything. They have no interest in holding each other accountable because, you know why? They know that next year you'll go ahead and pay them again. And they know that we'll all pay up.
And the Benevolent Association is a far bigger supporter of these politicians than you are.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, also we have those archaic laws here that... The minimum insurance you have to get is $10,000.
Oh, driver's insurance in Florida?
Yeah. Right. And the guy that hit me, he owned nothing of value, so he got just the bare minimum $10,000, insurance. My hospital bill alone was $14,000. Plus, I still need two knee replacements because of the injury.
My gosh.
So,
and you said he was drunk?
Yeah, drunk. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you ascertain that he was drunk?
I'm a registered nurse, and I worked for quite a long time in the drug and alcohol rehab program in a hospital. And it's very easy to tell, you know, when you're in the bright sunlight and the guy's eyes are dilated so wide that he's, you know, he takes his sunglasses off and... The slurred speech, the mannerisms, the speech was tripping over his own words. It was just
What did they say to you? I mean, because I imagine you brought it up to them. Hey, this guy seems a little inebriated. Can you test him out?
I demanded at the scene of the accident. I demanded that he have a blood toxicology screen done when they picked him up. And he had such an unusual license plate. I can't remember now. But anyway, they knew exactly who he was, and the police department chose to wait 6 hours to go to his home.
This sounds familiar. Now, this story sounds familiar. I don't know. Was this reported in the news anywhere when this happened?
No. The news people don't want any part of it. They don't, you know, they get their information and their, you know.
Have you called to tell us this story before? Because it sounds familiar, although it wouldn't surprise me if this was a common tactic amongst the police when one of their own is accused of drunk driving, that they just happen to wait 6 hours before they go and they run the blood test.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've called it in.
Interesting.
So may well be a common practice. I bet
it is. They've got the same playbook all around the country, and it's always the same. Whenever one of their buddies is accused of something, they say, "Well, we're going to run an investigation. Don't you worry, citizens. We're going to check this out. We're going to investigate ourselves." And then, of course, a few weeks later, if anybody's still paying attention, because they know that people have got a very short attention span, and they probably won't even the news people probably aren't even really following up. But in the event that some newsman actually bothers to follow up on the so-called investigation, we find out that. Well, everything we did was by the book. Everything is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, we murdered your 7-year-old daughter. Sure, we killed those two dogs in cold blood. Well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Well, you know, I understand that they have a hard job to do, but it doesn't help any when stories like this get out. And this kind of, you know, people will tell 10 times more people when it's a story like this than when they do a good job. And it just doesn't help for basic relationship between the public and the police department.
You're absolutely right. It's stories like this, stories like what happened to you, which is, I think, absolutely atrocious, like that lead people to not trust the police and to,
right.
And I think rightly so. And, Linda, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your story, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that and find out the hard way how these people behave. Because when you grow up, you're taught there's this kind of fantasy story that you're told about. Oh, they're your friend. They're Mr. Officer Friendly.
Well,
go ahead and talk to them.
I think Linda made a good point about, the people will remember this kind of story 10 times more often than the good ones. And I really do believe that there are many people that have, gotten jobs at the police department because they're the good kind of person that will throw themselves in front of a bullet for you. However, I think that from the top on down is where the corruption comes from, and that it's the chiefs that see where the funding mechanism comes from, that they know where the money is, and the money isn't in arson or robbery, and the money isn't in murder and investigating these crimes. The money's in traffic. The money's in drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all of the funding goes through. That's where all the concentration goes.
That they target with their concentration average people who are not harming others. And so therefore, that's why people are scared to death. Well, think about it. How do you feel when you're driving down the street and a cop pulls behind you? How do you feel at that moment when you first realize that you're being followed, directly behind you is a law enforcement officer? What thoughts go through your mind? What feelings do you encounter? Is it a feeling of warmth and security?
Well, the question you don't ask yourself, was I driving dangerously or erratically? You don't ask yourself that. You say, oh my, holy crap, was I speeding? Well, I think it's because many times the speed limits, especially on highways, are set artificially low so that they can scoop people up. I think it's not the people going 85 miles an hour on the interstate that are a danger. I think it's the people going 55 miles an hour on the interstate that are a danger because they bottleneck the traffic. People trying to get around them, acting weird.
So if you don't feel warm and fuzzy inside when the police pull up behind you, well, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Well, I would speculate to say that it's because you know that man is an aggressor and that the man that's driving that car, while he may have gotten into the business for the right reasons, has been assigned to write tickets and bust people for pot. And you know that there's a good chance that he's going to write you a ticket, and then you're going to be out a few hundred dollars after all is said and
done. I don't have any pot in my car.
Yeah, but if you get busted for some traffic infraction, you don't need to have pot
that
in your car.
That happens plenty.
1-800-259-9231. If you get pot in the car, you're not just likely going to get a ticket in most places. You will go to jail. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered leaving America? In Asia, you can live like royalty in a tropical paradise for a fraction of the cost. Let PathToAsia.com help you escape the ever-growing burden of taxation and regulation. PathToAsia.com's consultants will guide you through the entire process, helping you find a job, housing, and even a companion before you make the move. Join the increasing wave of Americans moving to Asia while you still can. Visit PathToAsia.com and sign up for your free trial today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.